Hey, this is Rabbi Brian, post-production. You're listening to the 3rd of the June, the Saturday service. Find out more, rotb.org. Super glad you're listening. Drop me a note, let me know you listened, because, you know, that's super cool. Oh, my particular favorite is this little part here. Warning contains vulnerability and religion. Made me giggle. Hello, people who just joined. iPad 79. Who is that?
It's Jesse and Donna.
Oh, hi, Jesse and Donna. Oh, I know Jesse.
You do know Jesse.
I do. Wonderful. Glad you guys could make it. You're here.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Good. You're here. This is me. You can only see little bits of me because I got this goofy screen on. Yeah. But you got to take it in a one bit at a time like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I take this thing down. I thought it was a neat idea, but it's kind of annoying me right now. Hi, Callie Schulman.
Oh, hi, Rabbi Brian.
Hi, welcome. I was just showing, did you see I had my countdown timer and then I decided to get rid of it because it was just annoying me. There we go. Look at, there we go. Live start time. That has way too much going on. Does that have? That's way too much going on.
It's a little distracting, just a tad.
Let's get rid of that one. you know, it's new technology, and it's always fun. But more important, I got my little banner up there. Hi, Eileen. Hi, Carol. Jen Stock. Rags Reagan. Wonderful. Look, it's like a gang is here.
More people, come on.
Yeah. It says, this is good. Oh, hey, Ray and Patty. Is it just Patty or Ray there, too?
He'll be here in a minute.
Okay. Well, we're taking attendance today, so I'm glad you guys are all here.
We get points.
Everything is being graded and scored, absolutely. This is religion, after all. Yeah. Okay, can I get points for this little graphic here? I thought that, wait, where is it? There. Dang it, that way. Can't figure this thing out. There, that. Isn't that neat?
Extra points for finding it right away.
Right, I'm going to practice. There. And then Black Lives Matter is there. Bam. No, wait, shit.
Dang it. Highly skilled.
Well, this takes some practice. We're still in practice right now. We got 2 minutes till people start flooding in. Good. Hi, Alma and Rags and Jennifer and Eileen.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Alma.
Hi.
Good.
See, that's
what
I
want to
get back.
Hi, Patty.
Lovely dog.
You haven't gotten your
letter
yet.
Oh. I heard dog. I need to see this dog.
Wait, hold on. Elliot. I see Elliot is there. I'm going to zoom in on Elliot. Look at that. That guy's Elliot right there, the little guy. Hi, Elliot. Oh, wonderful. I don't know what is going on here. Okay. Anyone have any requests before we begin? Hi, Joe. Welcome. Hi, Candace. Well, I'm just taking requests, if anyone has any little extra prayers you want said on a specific subject, I'll see what I can do about it. Anything? All right, then I'm going to just do what I had planned.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, I should turn on. Okay. Wonderful. Hey, Eric and Pam, look at that. Hey, Eric, you're doing the same hairdo I'm doing. That's fantastic. The over-exaggerated too much Jufro.
I was going for broccoli.
You are good for you. Hey, Sean, welcome to Portland, dude.
Thank you very much.
You just moved here.
I did about a week now.
Welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
I mean, in Portland, but also here. On this part, too.
Yeah.
Oh, good. It is 8 o'clock. I just got a text from Alex, who usually helps do a little bit of the heavy lifting of muting people. She said she's on her way. Hello, Bacha. Hello, Jenny. Glad you guys are here. Jenny is the original spiritual badass. If anyone wants to know what that looks like, it looks just like Jenny right there. And who is that? Grover. Hello, Grover. Glad to see you're here. And Lavender Lori. Hi, yes, Lavender Lori. Glad you're here. Hi, Denise. And hello, Rita, my little elfin friend. And Lee. Glad to see you. And Susan's here. This is, oh, and Sara Maria. I see your ceiling and a little bit of your head. Wonderful. I'm glad you're here. Oh, and here come more people. And there's Michael. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
Somebody's ringing. Good. And I think my mom is biting. Oh, and there's my sister. Hello, Sari. Oh, she's still connecting audio. Good. Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have my outline here. Let me get to it.
Okay, bye.
Oh. Hey, dude. That's what I call my sister. I call her dude. I don't really know when that started.
Oh, you can say hello, please. Hi.
Dude. No, it was just dude. It's a...
It needs to be dude.
And
Sari, I will not call you dude. No, you. It's not for anybody.
No, it's just. And then Sari calls me Shmi because in Hebrew Shmi means my name is. Shem means name. In the E means mine. So Shmi means my name is. And usually you would say something like Shmi Brian. My name is Brian. But I stuttered, and I said Shmi Shmi, and my sister since. God, I don't even know when that was. I was in high school. That has been me. It was a long time ago. Hi, Aaron. Glad you're here. And Eileen and Pamela and Michael. And glad everybody is here. So let's get going in about 30 more seconds. I'll see who's here. And I want everyone just to be very excited because you can see my new, I can't figure out where these things are in reality. There, I'm able to post little things up now, so it makes me a little bit happy. I know, right? My son taught me how to do that. That's actually my handwriting. So I wrote it a lot of times, and then it kind of jiggles. And Mike Justice, I saw you recently. I'm glad to see you again. And Meg, I'm glad you're here. All right, folks. Well, let me officially say... Hello! Hello and welcome to this Saturday service, the Saturday service with Rabbi Brian. I am your host, Rabbi Brian. This is the number one independent religious stream on the web, Saturday Service with Rabbi Brian, a progressive program that somehow a lot of grandparents tell their grandkids to watch, which is kind of cool. This is brought to you by Religion Outside the Box, who has a mission statement of liberating digital age seekers from religious constraints. I'm Rabbi Brian, ordained as a rabbi with a Blues Brothers type of outside-the-box mission. At the intersection, I don't know if this is funny or not, but it was funny to me. At the intersection, if you can think of the circles making a Venn diagram, the intersection of Joel Osteen, Oprah, and Jesus. That's my little niche.
Run the other way on that one.
Oh, you go for it. Right away. Just general announcements. Usually I ask people, keep your microphones unmuted unless you know there's background noise, because I want this to be a conversation. I want to be able to chat with you and use this Zoom as a two-way street. Joe, say hi to the people.
Hello, people.
Joe moderates the chat room. Everyone say hello to Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Okay. That was very well done. I'm going to do it with Simon Says next time. Simon Says.
Raise your hand.
So I'm glad you guys are all here. Participate. I will ask questions. But there's an idea of if you pay a little bit of attention if you're over... share, like, give other people a chance to share as well. Some people are a little slower to speak, to volunteer. If I call on you, please, you don't have to answer. Just kind of like fluff me off. I was a high school teacher for 7 years, so if you even do this to scratch your ear, I'm going to assume you were raising your hand and you had something you wanted to say. Also, having been a high school teacher for 7 years, if you're chewing gum, that's going to distract me because you weren't allowed to chew gum in class. And anytime I see someone chew gum, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're not in school anymore. I want you to keep track. Oh, wait, here's my warning slide. Hold on. No, not that one. My warning slide. Warning! The following program contains vulnerability and religion. This is not for children. Vulnerability, I will be bringing that, and I ask you to bring yours as well. There's something really remarkable about having an internet-based religious service where you know that at any moment you want, you could just ghost, and nobody needs to know, and you can just disappear forever. So it does. There's something wonderful about having all of these random people, kind of as a sounding board and as a confessional. As far as what we're talking about today, here's a great quote that I know some of you already know. It says this: "This very moment is the perfect teacher, and lucky for us, it's with us wherever we are." And that was from Pema Chodron. How many of you have seen that quote before? Let me see, show of hands. Have you seen that quote before? Any of you? Let me read it again then. "This very moment is the perfect teacher, and lucky for us, it's with us wherever we are." This is very much, and let me say hi to Chipper, Alex, and Scott. Hey, you guys are back. Alex, I'm going to give you some co-host abilities so that you can mute if you hear extra sound. I'm sorry you had some internet issues this morning. Glad you're here. I don't know what it is that you're going to take away out of this service. I always have some index cards and a pen, and I encourage you to do the same. It could be the thing in between what other people were saying, and that totally rings a bell, and that works for you, and you get a lesson from that. And that's what this quote is all about. The lessons are all around. I have written out what I hope to teach, but we'll see what gets taught. Okay, I'm going to take a breath of air, and we're ready. We had homework from last week, folks. Anyone remember the homework that we had? There was a...
What I Like About You.
Oh, we did a lot of What I Like About You. The homework that I was thinking... Thank you, Emily. Thank you for...
Live your spiritual life.
And some of you, there was a link... Say that again. It's hard to say that again when there are 40 people on the line, so that was stupid of me. The homework that I thought I had assigned, and whether I did or not, I could be wrong, was not any homework that you had to do. It was homework that you got to do. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay, so here was the homework. It was this. Oh, wait, let me get rid of that quote. The idea was that in the last week, you were to substitute any time you were going to say, I have to, and instead say, I get to. Did anyone do that? Look, there's no prizes. Grover got it. Meg got it. The rest of you, you can do this again for next week. But Grover and Meg, can you give us, what did you have any breakthroughs? Did it annoy you? Did it work? What happened, Mr. Grover? Go for it.
Yeah. Actually, I wasn't here last week, but the assignment totally fits, and I have been doing that. Like, before I came on today, I emptied the dishwasher, which is not something that, it's like that. But I really noticed that when I make that shift, I was going to do it anyway.
Right.
I could just have a whole different feel in doing it than grudge. It was like, nothing done. So that's what it was like for me.
I love it. Thank you. And let me say hi to people who just joined, Joan and Jill. And I don't know if anyone else joined that I missed them. So hi, welcome. Glad you guys are here. Who else was playing on this homework assignment of have to and get to? I saw someone else. Meg, talk to us. What do you got, my friend?
Well, pretty much like what he said, a lot of times it changed my attitude, although I noticed a couple of times this week It didn't change my attitude. I still felt...
still felt resentful?
Still felt resentful, but then I reminded myself that, hey, this is what life is about, and we just need to go on. So,
nice.
It is a very helpful thing to do.
Yeah. It's amazing how a little mental tweak can really change things for us. I'll tell you another one that was that happened for me, and there I am. I remember I was at a conference, and we were trying. I was on staff, and we're trying to get these things done. And this woman in the group said, "I was like, hey, we only got 5 minutes. Let's do it." And this woman said, "Rabbi, we have a spacious 5 minutes." And look, I wanted to punch her in the throat. I did. but she was right. And it's just another little mental change. If I look at the five, it's the same 5 minutes. But there's one way of looking at 5 minutes tilted this way, like, oh, I only got 5 minutes. I only got 5 minutes. And there's another way of looking at 5 minutes and saying, I have a spacious 5 minutes. So if that works for you, I'm going to encourage you to try that this week, is to try to add in that spaciousness. And if you say it to anyone else, I recommend you take one step backwards in case they can't control their impulse control and they sock you. Okay. So, wait, here we are. Our first spiritual religious exercise today. Hold on, I want to get my little things up there. There we go. Our first spiritual religious exercise today is a fill-in-the-blank exercise. And here's the prompt. The prompt is, nonetheless, I find some peace by blank. Nevertheless, I find some peace by blank. Nonetheless, I find some peace by blank. And I'm looking over at my board of people who are here. Anyone have an answer for that? Nonetheless, I'm still able to find some peace. Nonetheless, so I want some kind of nonetheless and then peace at the other part of the sentence. Joe, is that you volunteering or you're just spotlit?
No, sure. I'll volunteer. Nonetheless, so in spite of pandemic, congestive heart failure, and now racism explosion, I find some peace by simply sitting still, meditating, and slowing things down to what only I can take care of in one day.
That sounds brilliant. Nonetheless, I find some peace by slowing it down and what was it say? Slowing it down
and I when I slow down, then I look at just my lane.
Yeah.
What can I do about this? I can pray for 10 minutes, and then I'll let my prayers go out to all of this big wow crazy stuff that is totally out of my control to fix. But I know I've contributed 10 minutes of my most positive energy to the situations, and then I can move on with my own day.
I love it. Someone else. Nonetheless, I find some peace by Candace. Nonetheless, I find some peace by?
Nonetheless, I find some peace by going to my garden box.
Going to your garden box. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. All right, Jesse, what do you got? Nonetheless, despite everything that's going on, I'm still able to find some peace by. What do you have there, Jesse?
I find peace by just having and spending time with the people around me who love me.
Yeah. Nonetheless, I find some peace by spending time with the people around me who love me. What else you got? Nonetheless, yeah, Patty or Ray, I can't tell whose hand that is.
It's Ray's.
Hi, Ray.
By stepping back, and instead of looking all the negative, try to find, and I always do, the blessings that I hold, the blessings I receive.
So nonetheless, I'm able to find some peace by, Does anyone hear a theme that's coming up here? Sara Maria, I don't know if you're touching your phone or you have a comment.
Nonetheless, I find the peace. I find my peace by being creative. So I've been sewing, making Tibetan prayer flags that will go around the entire house.
Nice.
Anything with fabric, really.
Wonderful. Nonetheless, I find some peace by being creative, by gardening, by being with the people around me, by having some perspective. Nonetheless, I find some peace by... What do you got? Rita.
I have been alone since March 17th. Nonetheless, I find peace by having Zoom lunch with my daughter, who is 90 miles away.
Nice. Mm. Nonetheless, I find some peace by. Yeah, Chipper.
I find peace by opening up one of my books about comics, Calvin and Hobbes. And it's laughter is the way I get peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Great answers. I'm going to change the question. So a lot of it, and it seems to be to it's somewhat like the have to get to in the spacious 5 minutes, is that the peace is not out there. It's when we make that shift, and it's when we're able to make that shift. And to be honest, it doesn't always work. Sometimes I try like serenity now. It doesn't just come. But there's an old joke of a guy named Murray who buys a who every day buys a lottery ticket. I screwed the joke up.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, so let me move on and skip that part. I think I'm going to go with Chipper's answer is, nonetheless, I find peace by having a sense of humor, right? I think it's very important to not take ourselves way too seriously, and the higher our expectation, the harder we're going to fall. Here's the follow-up to the question, nonetheless, I can find some peace by. Here's the next part. This week, I can extend peace to others by dot, dot, dot. This week, I can extend peace to others by dot, dot, dot. This week, I can extend peace to others by dot, dot, dot. April, is that you volunteering? No, that's Michael. Sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
This week, I can extend peace to others by... stopping to expect what I used to expect from them.
Oh, this week I can... say it again, Michael. Go ahead.
This week I can extend peace to others by ceasing to expect anything from them.
Wow. Okay, I would have said just like lowering expectations, but you're like on totally... Go ahead, Michael.
I like that season.
Lowering expectations, as opposed to not. Hi, Karen Roberts. Glad to see you're here, and whoever else just joined us, welcome. Glad you're here. Candace, is that you volunteering? This week I can extend peace to others by? Or Candace, you just put your hand on your phone.
That was me moving my hand. This week I can extend peace to others by sharing funny things verbally or on Facebook, which I generally do anyway.
Yeah. I'm reticent as a religious leader to tell people what to do, but I'm going to tell you, you need to do this one this week. I want everyone to have a concrete, this is one thing I can do this week. I know that I can do this week to extend peace to others. Now I'm going to take a moment, and I want everyone to lock in an answer. So were it to be that I said, hey, Susan, what's your response? You would have one. Not that you have to give a response. So let's just take a moment. One thing, write it down if that will help you to remember to do it. One thing you can do to extend peace to others, because the world ain't going to fix itself. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to try something this week.
What is it, Susan?
I usually do my Sunday service, tape it on during the week and post it. But on Wednesday, I'm going to try going live.
Yeah, good luck. Good on you, Susan. It's only scary the first, like, 40 times you do it. Yeah, Jane says to me, she says, Brian, you are probably the bravest person I know. And I said, Jane, I'm not that brave. I just am not afraid. I think brave is when you're afraid and you do it anyhow. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm like, hey, people will do this. We'll do it live. Okay, cool. Everyone have an answer to this week? I will promote peace by. Yes, everyone got one? I'm just looking around the board here. Ruth Bernstein, what do you got, my friend?
I extend peace to others by sharing beauty. I take photographs and I share them with my friends.
I love it. I love it. It's wonderful. Thank you, Ruth. Wonderful. Okay, folks. I'm going to move us to a quote. Our quote of the day, and then we're going to have a little discussion on it. Here's our quote. It's from Anne Lamont. She says, hope begins in the dark, the stubborn hope that if you just show up and do the right thing, the dawn will come. You wait and watch and work. You don't give up. Hope begins in the dark, the stubborn hope that if you just show up and do the right thing, the dawn will come. You wait and watch and work. You don't give up. On a scale of, hold on, I'm going to zoom in on me again. On a scale of, here's like the doldrums, and here's, I got like nothing but roses and sunshine in front of me. Where's your level of hope these days? Where's your personal level of hope? From despair to, hey, it's all great and getting better. Okay, and where would you say the zeitgeist, the whole global feeling is? Is the whole globe feeling here or here? Yeah. And for how many of you, your vote was higher than the globe? And for how many of you were you lower than the globe? How many of you were higher than the globe? Look at all you. And then I'll figure everyone else was the other. You guys are all the people who are, that's kind of staggering statistically. But I love to see it. So what gives you hope? Hope begins in the dark. I think we all know what that is. We've all been there. We're all living through it. But the stubborn hope that if you just show up and do the right thing, and you wait and you watch and you don't give up, in the last,
I don't think the protesters would be out there risking their lives for change if they didn't think there was going to be some hope of change in the future.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Pamela. I don't think any of us would get out of bed if we didn't have some hope. Yeah. Hope is the thing with feathers, Emily Dickinson said. Yeah. And Woody Allen wrote a book once before he became someone you can't quote. He wrote a book called Without Feathers, which is pretty. And Langston Hughes has a great quote about hope. Anyone remember that one? I had it a second ago, and then I lost it. Hold fast to dreams for when dreams go. Oh, come on now. Rabbi fail. Okay. Hold fast to dreams for when dreams go. Life is a, oh man, life is a shit show. That was exactly it. That was Langston Hughes. Life is a shit show. No, that was not it. But it rhymed, and we're gonna take it. Hold fast to dreams.
That cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams for when dreams go. Life is a barren field frozen with snow.
Life is a barren field frozen with snow. Thank you, Jesse. And it's a shit show. Thank you. I'll be honest. I was kind of hoping that somebody would look it up while I was talking there, and I was like, somebody save me. So thank you, Jesse. Thank you for saving me, my friend. I'm going to go with a quote. And I'm going to do this. Somebody had said after the last session, they said, Brian, just like give us a moment to have a little bit of silent reflection and meditation. And please go from gallery view to speaker view because the type is going to be very small on this one. Sorry about that. But if you want to read that, and let's just take a minute or two.
I just lost you.
I'm still here. Still here. It should be pinned. There's one thing in this world you must never forget to do. If you forget everything else and not this, there's nothing to worry about. If you remember everything else and forget this, then you have done nothing in your life. It's as if a king sent you to some country to do a task and you perform 100 other services, but not the one he sent you to do. So human beings come into this world to do a particular work. That work is the purpose and each specific to the person. If you don't do it, it's as though a priceless Indian sword were used to slice rotten meat. It's a golden bowl being used to cook turnips, when one filling the bowl could buy 100 suitable pots. It's like a knife of the finest tempering nailed to the wall to hang things on. You say, but look, I'm using the dagger. It's not lying idle. Do you hear how ludicrous that sounds? For a penny, an iron nail could be brought into service for that. You say, but I spend my energies on lofty enterprises. I study jurisprudence and philosophy and logic and astronomy and medicine and the rest. But consider why you do those things. They are all branches of yourself. Remember the deep root of your being, the presence of your Lord. Give yourself to the one who already owns your breath and your moments. If you don't, you will be like a man who makes a precious dagger and hammers it into his kitchen wall for a peg to hold his dipper gourd, and you'll be wasting valuable keenness and forgetting your dignity and purpose. If you saw the movie City Slickers, Jack Palance in the movie City Slickers, do you remember what, yeah. Anyone remember what he says? Curly is his character name. He says, you always have to remember, show me on your screen if you remember what he says. You have to remember one thing. And he never tells Billy Crystal what that one thing is. And it's that Rumi quote, that we're all here to do that one thing. And if you do 100 other things, but you don't do that one, it's as though a king sent you to do an errand and you did all these wonderful things but forgot to do that one. I'm not going to tell you what it is that you should be doing. But I think you all know what it is. Susan, and for anyone else who's writing sermons, this is one of my favorite techniques, is not to tell everyone what the sermon is, but just to say, you already know the sermon. Go do it.
Well, the sermon is the quote.
The sermon is the quote, and it's not...
Apparently.
Yeah.
Is that so? I mean, and then you leave us all with our own...
your own interpretation of it.
Our own business with God, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I see pondering faces on the screens, which is good. I feel like I accomplished something. A lot of people with hands over mouths, which that's a good sign. That's a good sign. That means people are thinking. That's a sign of thinking. Dogs, when they sneeze, that's a sign they're thinking. People, it's kind of this. I'm going to break people into small groups, and I have to make up some rules about small groups. We tried this last week, and I had not put these rules into effect, so please let me do this. I'm going to put people into small groups. Now, there is a chance that when you're in that small Zoom room with the other people, there's a chance three of you know each other already. Pretend you don't. Because if there are two people who don't know the other three, it makes them feel a little bit weird. So please, when you go to the little breakout rooms, please make it, see everyone with fresh eyes. There's a quote from T.S. Eliot, who said, "My tailor is the only honest man I know, for every time he sees me, he takes fresh measurements of me." We often assume that we know who the other person is, right? We assume we already know what they're going to say, who they're like, what they are. So I'm going to ask you all to be like T.S. Eliot's tailor. Something like that, I think.
You said it right.
Did I say it right? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right, so you're going to go into small groups, and in the small groups, you're going to have this prompt. I lost my prompt.
Yeah. Very good prompt.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Here's the prompt. If I were to have this much more hope, I would do this. If I were to have this much more hope, I would do this. That's the prompt you're going to answer. So everyone's going to say, if I were to have this much more hope, I would blank. And then the other people in the room just take it in. Well, that's it. Let me just go with those for the direction. So to refresh, the prompt is, somebody repeat back the prompt so I know at least one person knows what it is.
If I had this much more hope,
I would blank. I'm going to give everyone, we'll have about three to, any questions, anything we have to? All right, here we go. Everyone's going to go. It's going to be kind of apocalypse, and everyone's going to disappear from here. You're going to show up in a room. Again, please try to greet everyone with new eyes. Be friendly. That I don't have to say. And let's see how this goes. I'll give you about 4 minutes. Here we go. You should be on your way to rooms. Is that working?
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. And there it goes. There it goes. Bye, 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 bye. Chipper and Sari. Hi, Sari. You're still in my room. Oh, there you go. Hey, Kat, I don't know if you're still there. I just saw, and Daniel Vega, glad you guys posted. I didn't know that this was happening. I didn't see your comments. So thank you so much for commenting. Still got a few moments. So if you had this much more hope, you would blank. If I had this much more hope, I would breathe easier. I guess the question then is, what's keeping you from having this much more hope? Why can't you have that? It's a little weird, I'm talking to myself here. Anyone there in Facebook land? Send me out a chat. There you are. Hey, Kat. You're just hanging out. Look at that. See, I got a little, wait. There. Kat, if you had this much more hope, What would you do? I would just be calmer. I would just be calmer. And I'm glad. That's all I got. I got to close up these rooms somehow. There we go. Oh, I like that answer about breathing easier. Oh, thanks, Kat. How about for you? You're going to do the same thing? This is an odd kind of conversation. Be more confident. Yeah. If I had this much more hope, I could be more confident. I like that. Kat says, no, I'm listening. I'm glad you're listening. This is fantastic. I got to close up those rooms, and then they're all going to bop back and populate my screen. Here they come. Oh, no, they have a minute. Ooh, what else did we have there on our little chat windows? Look at that. Be calmer. Yeah. If I had a little... And then let me ask you this. How are you going to get a little more hope? I mean, where do they sell hope? Where am I going to get me some? Oh, welcome back. Ho, ho, ho. You got a Christmas apron on there, Ray?
I do. I got it for Christmas so I can make Christmas cookies.
I'm not going to tell you what day it is. Welcome back.
We had a lot of trouble with our breakout room, Rabbi.
You did? What happened? Troublemakers?
One wasn't able to come through at all, and the other one was very spotty.
Oh.
She was having problems.
Lots of problems.
Okay. Okay. You didn't take it personally, I hope.
No,
of course not.
No.
Good, good. Lee, how did your breakout room go? Rita, yours was all right?
It was great.
Good, okay. Good. Look, everyone's coming back. Fantastic. That was good. Wonderful.
Okay.
And I just found out, hey, welcome back, everybody. It's like a reunion. We're all just here. And I have this new capability, is that people who are on Facebook, dang it. There. I can put up.
There.
Shit. There. I can put up little people who are on Facebook. We were having a little conversation. The people on Facebook put up their comments, and I can make those show up. I was very excited about that. Isn't that neat? Technology. All right. So if you could have this much more hope, what would change? I don't know how to tell you guys this, but my monitors have just all gone black. Oh, they just came back. That was a moment. That was like, hey, you know where they
awesome.
You know where they strip field rifles in the dark with their eyes closed? It was like, how am I going to land this plane? I cannot see a thing, but I'm back. So it was a little scary. If I were to have this much more hope, let's get some quick answers. If I were to have this much more hope, what would be different? Bacha, can I call on you? I mean, I can, but would you answer?
Of course. If I were to have this much more hope, I would be smiling a whole lot more.
Wow, even with this much more?
Yeah.
You would be smiling this much more?
I would.
Wow, that's a good deal. Who else? Let's guess from some people we haven't heard from. Jesse, I see your hand. I love you, dude. Let me see what else I can get around these parts. If you were to have this much more hope, what would you get?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm still with COVID.
Oh, Aaron, my friend. Oh. Aaron, your internet, could you put... Oh.
He said in the chat, I'm not even sure who I am.
Oh, you're Aaron. I know that because you've told me that in the past. But if you were to have this much more hope, Aaron, can you put up in the chat? Dude, we cannot understand what you're saying. You sound like Gorf. Which is a reference to a video game from the late 1980s that only I am enjoying that reference to.
He said, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Wonderful. Anyone else got Gorf? Anyone else played that video game?
Yes.
Just me and Lee. Okay, thank you. The reference.
You're beating me. Stop that.
Lee, if you were to have this much more hope, what would you have?
I would have this much more hope, I would work for equality for everyone. Well, that's a broad statement.
I love it. Other people, if you were to have... So let me change the question. And this is what Kat and Elijah in the Facebook chat were talking about. All right, I want this much more hope. Too bad I don't know where to get it.
This is my Jewish rabbi here. It's Saturday morning.
Thank you. That was all right. Jewish rabbi, because the other rabbis, the other kind of rabbis, not as good as the Jewish rabbis. I'm just saying, if you have a choice between two, go with the Jewish rabbi every time. Going back to my question. This much more hope, I would breathe easier. I would. This much more hope, I would fall asleep faster. This much more hope, I would let things go. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to get the... And wait, my first... Here we go. Kat on Facebook says... Dang. There. Kat on Facebook says, maybe hope comes from quietness. Mm-hmm. So, folks, let me ask you. I know where I can go on the internet and I can buy just about everything. Where am I going to get hope? Where do you buy hope? Where does it come from? How do we get it? Because it seems like it could do us a lot of good.
Within.
Yeah, Rita?
Within.
From within. Yeah, right. We can't... Hope is not... Well, wait a moment. Is there any way that you can get hope from other people? I think there is.
Well, that's true. Yes.
How do we get hope from other people?
Definitely. I show
up. Yeah. It's contagious, ain't it?
Yeah, by being around people that are upbeat and hopeful.
Right.
Just like you learn better by being around people that are too knowledgeable in what you want to learn.
Absolutely, Ray. So we can get more hope by being around hopeful people. I love that. How else
can... Isn't this group hope?
This group. All right, how many people are getting a little bit of hope from this group?
I hope so.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right.
There's a wonderful quotation. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it does buy books. And there are books, for example, the Psalms, that show you a place to get hope.
Yeah.
Especially if you look at Psalm 46. Everything is falling apart, but I can trust in you.
Amen.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Proverbs is a good book, too.
Proverbs is another good book. And both of those, you know, you said money, you don't actually need money to get Bibles. Those are, they give those away, so you don't even need the money for that. I've always been confused how the Bible is the number one bestseller if they're giving it away. You're not selling it.
Somebody buys it to give it away.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Rags. You know, I've had that question in my head for like 20 years, and I never thought, yeah, somebody had to buy it in the first place to give it away. Okay, I've learned something here. I have another, so hope. How precious it is and how important it is. I'm going to give you all a little gift right now. Hold on. We're going to do this tele-evangelist style. Here's the hope. I'm going to do this because I've seen faith healers. They do this. I'm going to touch this right to the screen, and I want you to take it. Here's this much hope. Well, I got the pen on my finger. Here we go. Ready? Get your hands out. Get ready to take it. There you go. Oh, that was really cool. That felt fun.
I love it.
Good.
Do it again.
I can't. It's gone.
I need more.
It's still there. It's still there. It's still there. I was kidding. All right. So I have some announcements. Hold on. Let me get that page up. Announcements. Hi. Most of you damn it. I'm going to practice this. Most of you probably already know about the newsletter, 77% weekly. It's up there. Tomorrow, I have Rabbi's office hours. Not tomorrow, Monday. Everyone's welcome to. And then every day at around 2 o'clock, I do a meditation. It's the JFST style meditation, which comes out of this book. Meditation is Magic. I just sit for 20 minutes on the internet, and I figured why not broadcast it, because this is what we do. You're welcome to join me. Some people find it kind of nice. Just about 2 o'clock a sit. And I did just hear some fascinating study about sitting for 20 minutes and that you then need less sleep, and it invigorates you. No more than 20 minutes. It was a wonderful podcast on Freakonomics Radio podcast. It was an amazing talk about just taking 20 minutes of time. And I will acknowledge, meditating is... there's a study they did. They did this University of Virginia. University of Virginia did an experiment where they put people into a room. And they said, look, we're running a few minutes late on the experiment. That's a lie, because that's what these experiments do. So we're running a little bit late. Can just wait here, and we'll come back to get you. And they said that was group one. And then the other group, they said, look, we're running a little bit late. Wait here. You know, there's not much to do in this room, but there is an old electroshock therapy machine. You can play with that. It won't really hurt you. It'll just give you shocks if you want. Guess what 9 out of 10 people did when they were waiting and had nothing to do? 9 out of 10 people, when given the option of sitting alone with their thoughts or shocking themselves, isn't that amazing? We don't like sitting with our own... It takes some work to do, but when you can just sit with your thoughts and watch them, it's an amazing thing. So that join me for 20-minute meditations if you want. You can get a copy of this book at... There it is, my little Etsy store. Oh, I can't point to that. If you go to the Rabbi... I'm on Etsy because I got books to sell and some other religious paraphernalia. If I could figure out how to bottle hope, that would be up there too. Other announcements? Yes, other announcements. Should you like what you see here, and some people have made donations, you don't have to make a donation to Religion Outside the Box, but it is encouraged so that I can continue to run all of this wonderful free programming for as many people as possible. Last thought of the day. Oh, we're going to run out of time. Come back next week, and we're going to do that one. Here's a preview of what God might have said. We're going to do that next week. I like the graphic for it, particularly, just like, it's a chaos. So come back next week, we'll do that. In the meanwhile, because we're at this time, I told you at the very beginning...
I went all the way up. If I did one more pedal, I would...
Oh, that's my niece. That's okay. I love it. Hold on, where is that quote again? There it is. I said at the very beginning... that this is the perfect moment. There's always teaching. Learning is always there. If you just open your eyes for it, you open your ears to it. I think we all have all of this wisdom. We just need to be shown it. I asked you to keep track of anything that you might have learned today. So before we go and wish each other peace, what is something that you learned in the 50 minutes or so that we've been together? Oh, and wait a moment. Wait, I got somebody else. That's Hannah. Hannah Grierson just posted on Facebook. That makes me happy. Okay. What is something that you're taking away from this talk today? What is something that you're taking away from this discussion, from this Saturday service? What's something that you're taking with you? Go ahead. Give me a sentence. Derek, thank you, my friend. Give me a nice sentence, one thing that you're taking from today's Saturday service. Oh, Derek, you're muted. I know you have your other phone.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah, there's always hope, even with darkest as it gets. There's always hope. What else do we get from today's talk? Yeah, Grover, what'd you get, man?
Really is a
almost where we started, that so much of where I'm looking or how I'm looking affects what I see.
Yeah, that it's all up in here. It's all up in here. The have to, the get to, the patience, the spaciousness, the hope. So much of it's in here and not from the external circumstances. What else do we get? Yeah, Candace.
Well, I got Hope Begins in the Dark, and then the quote that followed it, and it talks about just doing the work and keep going. And I immediately thought about the my patio pots where I planted these sweet pea seeds ages ago, and they haven't come up yet. But Hope Begins in the Dark. I keep watering them, I keep checking them, and they're in the dark, and at some point they're going to come up.
Yeah. Anyone remember from last week or the week before we had a great quote about lettuce and growing? Do you remember that quote from Thich Nhat Hanh?
Don't blame the lettuce.
Don't blame the lettuce. When lettuce doesn't grow, we never blame the soil. We never blame the sun. We don't blame the rain. Oh, no, we have to I just said that wrong. You have to blame everything else. You can't blame the lettuce for not growing in rocky soil. Yeah. What else are we taking away from today? Yeah, Patty or Ray. I can't tell again whose hand.
It's me again. Always be open to learn each day.
Can I get a collective amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. Everyone else has some homework to do. The other piece of homework is figuring out how to extend peace to other people.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Karen Roberts has her hand up.
Go for it, Karen Roberts. I apologize. I didn't see you. Can you spotlight her, Alex? Oh, look at that. She raised her hand formally. Nice.
That's okay. I was just going to say that if I had more hope, I was going to be out with the old and in with the new and kind of clean up all the clutter around the house that just kind of sits because I don't know what direction my life is going. So, but it's a good point is that the hope is there. We just need to receive it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Well, folks, thank you for joining. Oh, I did it right. The Saturday service, I pointed the right way. Yay, me. Because I thought to myself, where's the door? And the door's over there. But, okay. And for please stay safe. Please stay, and please do what you can to help. We got the largest global civil rights movement going on ever. Amazing. Please, let's all be doing what we can to help change the system, because the system is sure broke. All right. Anyone have any last moment burning thing they need to express otherwise?
Chaos before order.
Yeah, that's the Anne Lamott quote. Thank you so much, Batya. Yeah, there's that. It's out. Hope comes out of the darkness. And I sure hope we don't have to get any darker before we get any more hope. So we all... Oh, wait. Before we go, I gave a homework assignment. What was the homework assignment I asked everyone to do?
Extend peace to others.
I knew the answer. I like you to say it so that I know you know it. This. Or did I know the answer? Okay. Anyway, happy Saturday to everyone. Much peace, much love. This is where everyone waves. Wave.
Blessings to you all.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Let's hope to see you next week. And good luck, Susan, on that service. Let me know if I can help.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye, gang. Thanks, Grover. Glad you were here. Bye, Eric. Bye, Pamela. Bye, Ruth. Bye, Rita. Bye, Patty. Bye, Ray. Bye, Jesse. Bye, Donna. Nice to meet you. Bye, Alex. Thank you for your help. Bye, Scott. Bye, Joe. Bye, Denise. Bye, Bob.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Eileen. And Candace. Goodbye, Internet Land.